Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas lech lecho me'aretzecha." It says when Hashem told Avraham Avinu to go to Eretz Yisrael, He said to him, "Lech means go, lecho means for you or to yourself, from your land." V'tevas lecho einoy muvan klal. The use of that word lecho over there is something that doesn't seem to make sense at all. Go to you or for you. Kashenidchak Rashi boze, as Rashi struggles with trying to explain it, trying to explain how that word lecho fits in, will pirish. And Rashi explains over there that the word lecho means letoivoscho. That Hashem was emphasizing, I'm telling you to go somewhere. I'm telling you to leave your house and leave your neighbor and everything. And I want to emphasize that I'm telling this to you for your benefit. That's why Hashem stuck in that word lecho. However, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give his explanation of what that word lecho means over there. V'alpi anal, based on the discussion that we just had, yuvon heitev bezras Hashem, you'll be able to understand very, very well how it applies. Ki kvar mavur le'el, because it was explained earlier, shashem yizborach tzivolov b'parsha zois, sheyamshich atzmoi lechol hakdushoi sanal, that Hashem was telling Avram Avinu that I want you to go towards the Kiddusha, Dahainu, which means Le'eretz Yisrael, Utfila, Ve'emuna, Ve'nisim. Rabbi Nazal in this chapter, Nikudei Moran, showed how there were four items that are all actually one and the same. Eretz Yisrael, Tfila, Emuna, and Nisim. It was all proven from Pesukim, very clearly showing how these are all one issue. Miracles come through davening. The place of miracles is Eretz Yisrael, and it's all based on, and davening is based on faith, and Eretz Yisrael is the land of faith, and faith isn't proved through miracles. It's all one package. Shelekulam zoichin rak al yidei emes kanal. And Rabbi Nazal explained in this chapter, Nikudei Moran, that the prerequisite for emuna is emes. We say it in davening every morning. Emes ve'emuna choyk v'lo yavur. And there are other psukim to prove it. That in order to be zeche, teret Yisrael, or emuna, or tefillah, or nisim, you need emes. V'zehu lech lecho. This is what Hashem meant when He said to Avraham Avinu, go to yourself. Lecho daiko, for you, meaning, shekol hiluchach unesiyoscho yihyeh lecho ve'elecho levad. Make sure that all your traveling and all your everything you're doing should really be for you only. Hainu le'etzem nekudas ho'emes, meaning for that nekuda of truth inside of you, sheze ikorcha v'chiyuscha, which is your essence and your life. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki ikar ha'odom hu haneshama hakdoisha sheboi. Because the essence of a person, when we say this and this person, what are we really referring to? The holy neshama inside of him. Sheze kol ha'odom. That's man. That's the person. When we talk about a person, he likes this, he doesn't like this, he wants this, he's got... Who's the he? The real he is the neshama. That's the main he. That when a person speaks about himself, the essence of man is the neshama. Ki besar ha'odom nikra besar odom. Because the body is not called man, it's called the flesh of the person. It's called Besar Odom, showing that the flesh and blood is not the person. It's the flesh and blood of the person. The person is the neshama that's cased inside this body. V'ikro ha'odom hu ha'neshama, v'ha'neshama hu chelek l'kami ma'al shu etzem u'emes. The neshama of a person is part of Hashem, and Hashem is the epitome of truth. So when we talk about the truth of a person, it's the soul of that person. This is the concept of all the neshamos of Klal Yisrael, which begin from Avram Avinu, Shenemar Aleim, Kuloi Zera Emes, where when the Torah wants to speak about their purity, it refers to them as seed of truth. Emes, that's the word that's used. V'zehu lech lecho. This is what Hashem meant when He said to Avram Avinu, I want you to know that you're making this trip for you. What do I mean for you? Hainu, shetelech lecho la'atzmecha. Make sure that all your traveling and all of your doing should be really for you, for your true benefit. Meaning, dehainu le'etzem ho'emes shelcha ha'mushrushbecha. It should all be your traveling towards the essence of truth that's inside of you. Shirak ze nikre ani kishodam adabal atzmoi. That's what's called I. When a person speaks about himself and he's saying I, something or other, the I of the person is the neshama of that person. V'chein rak ze nikro ato oylecho kishem adabar mimo denoichach. And so too when I say, hey you, stop what you're doing. The you is the neshama inside of you, the holiness inside of you, your essence. Hainu, this means to say, shebichol hiluchach begashmius veruchnius telech rak lechol liatzmachol liatzem nekudas emes hamushur shebichol. Hashem was telling Avram Avinu, don't be silly, don't get sidetracked, and don't get railroaded, and don't get rerouted like most people in this world do. You come into this world, you're coming here for a purpose. What's the purpose? The purpose is, in a certain sense, for you. Hashem put you here for you, for your real benefit, for you to do things that are going to serve your ultimate good, which is part of Hashem's ultimate good. But the sudden fadres the person and gets the person sidetracked with all kinds of things which are temporary goods. He'll go buy himself a candy bar where he'll have 10 minutes satisfaction. Is that really, and he had to walk 6 blocks to get to the candy store. Was it worth it? Was it worth the 15? Did you really need it that desperately? Is that called doing something for your good? Or could that time have been used better to do other things which would have been 50 times more for your good? You know, when I use that word you, for your good, that word you refers especially to the neshama. It's a misuse of the term. When a person's talking about something that's a bodily pleasure, let's say, only, without any real benefit to the neshama, and they say, I'm doing this for myself. I need this vacation for me. You know, that kind of term for me, you need to know what the definition of me is. Every Jew is made up of a neshama and a guf. Which is the me? The me is the body. Rav Nosson Zal just showed you that's sheker. That's, you're misusing the word. You're standing on your head. You're upside down if you think that. The lecha, the ani inside the person is the neshama. And a person has to be focused to know that everything that they're doing in life, all of his halichos, should really be for you. Don't fool yourself. I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this for my kids. How many cases are there people who lie to themselves or lie to their, I'm doing this for you, and it's not really true. And here Rav Nosson Zal focusing on what you're saying, I'm doing it for myself, and even there you're lying to yourself because you forgot to find out which is myself. Who is the myself? There's two guys running around inside of me screaming, I'm yourself. The Yetzirah is screaming, I'm you. The body is screaming, I'm the I. And then Hashem is saying, what are you talking about? You're zero. You're just the keli. You're just the box. Person goes out and buys a $3,000 machine and it comes in a box, and again he's going to treat the box with tremendous respect, and the thing he's going to put on some shelf, he's going to let it fall to pieces, you know, break or disregard it. The thing that cost the three, the box he has all the respect for and worshipping it, and you know, all kinds of things. Hainu shebechol hiluchoch begashmis bruchnis terech rak lechol yatzmocho le'etzem nekudas emes hamushosh becho. V'loi tistakel al shum hasosois u'pituyim shel hasheker. And don't look at, don't get caught up in all the hasosois where the satan, the Yetzirah is trying to convince you and sell you a bill of goods of sheker. Hamachshich anpei briyosa, which darkens the faces of people, at shekoshem oid lamoid aleim, where unfortunately he confuses the person, where the person can't figure out that this guy's out to kill him. This isn't for your benefit. The guy approaches you on the street again with that little powder and says, "Come, I have something for you." And again, that's the word. That's the way people talk, right? I have something for you. This is really for you. And it's a liar. The spirit, that's not for you at all. That's going to bury the you. What's called you, if you understand that the essence of you is your neshama, this nekudah of emes inside of you, this isn't for you at all. Mi she'enoi mishtadei lochus al atzmoi lechapes tomid hoem eslamitoi, a person who doesn't strive constantly to really take pity on himself and to search the ultimate truth, leval yitis atzmoi, not to allow himself to be fooled. V'zehu lech lecho. Now watch what Hashem is saying to Avraham Avinu. Since we're talking about you, since we're talking about the neshama, and since we're talking about the essence of you, if you want to travel for lecho, I'll tell you what you got to do. You got to leave Atzecha, Moiladetecha, Umibeis Savicha. You're going to have to move away from these three items. Ki kamo mine choshech ushkorim hanemshocha me'atzecha. Because there's assorted types of darkness that a person is swimming in based on the land that he grew up in. He was born in Australia, he was born in America, he was born in this place, and he was born engulfed in certain cultures which have all had effect on his makeup and everything. And that's called choshech and shkorim. That again, their definitions of what's called success and failure, their definitions of what's called good for you and bad for you and right and wrong. Dahainu mehoir vahamedino shenizgatalbo. This is referring to the city or the country that the person was raised in. Now Rav Moshe Zal explains. Kizeh yodua, because this is something that anybody can understand, that we know, shehaklipa kodmo lepri, that between the two, the fruit and the klipa comes, when you try to get to a fruit, you have to first cut through the klipa. Ubechol eretz, ubechol mokoim, and in every single country in this world, and in every place, afal pi sheyesham harbe toiv, even though there definitely is a lot of good everywhere, avol yesh bechol mokoim kama minei chashechois hamach shichin esuemes. However, in each and every country and each and every place, there's assorted types of darkness that cover the good, that cover up the good that's found in that place. Dahainu ma shebechol eretz rubam roidvim achar taivois. This is referring to the fact that in most countries, most of the people are chasing after their own personal desires, bodily desires. Ubifrat achar momoin vakovoid, and especially the pursuit of money and honor. Keilu ze haderech nitan misinai chasashom. As if this was God given, Hashem, they heard this direct from Hashem, that this is the essence of it, this is what you're really supposed to go for in life. This is what to strive for. V'tzorech lehisrachek mizeh. And if a Jew wants to really get somewhere for himself, he's got to distance himself from that kind of culture and that ideology and that value system. V'lotzeis me'artzachonah. And to leave that eretz. So we're not saying that the land, if a person grew up in America, America's all bad. Sheker, Hashem didn't create anything that's all bad. In America, there's also good. But the problem is that, especially because it's chutz l'aretz, you have to assume that the good is covered up with layers and layers of darkness. And most of the people in the country have not yet cut through that darkness, but rather they're swimming in that darkness and everything. And as a result of that, if you're going to hear, if you're going to listen to their advice, and if you're going to try to learn, you're going to get rerouted. They're going to take you away from where you're supposed to go to really benefit yourself. But rather, go for yourself, for you, for the essence of truth inside of you. That's the real you. Because if you look at the truth, tovin heitev, you'll understand well. That what they're suggesting, 4 years of college and 6 years of medical school and 12 years of this and a couple of years of fun before you get married, all of that stuff, that's not the real way to be sure that you're going to get to Olam Haba, that you're going to get to Nitzchias. That's number one. So that's the country. That's one, eternity. And Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, you gotta leave your birthplace. That This means being able to leave the evil and darkness that you're in as a result of your birth. Bechinas hein ba'avoin choloti. As David HaMelech writes about himself, I was brought into the world in sin. Ukemashikosav al pirish v'hema v'avihem b'simin yud. And as Rabbi Nizal writes in chapter 10 in Likutei Moran, because most people, even Jews, even religious Jews that are born into the world, are not necessarily born in the essence of purity. Their parents weren't necessarily tzaddikim of the highest caliber, who were able to see to it that in bringing these children into the world, they were brought in with the essence of purity. So as a result, the person comes into the world already in a case of garbage to a degree. And he's got to know that he's got to leave that. He's got to identify it and strip himself of it and walk away from it. He's got to be able to distance himself from it. V'chein umi beis avicha. And a third, so he has to leave his country. He has to leave the ra that he was born into, in a sense, and he has to leave his father's house. So mibei savicha shehu mishpachtoi. This is referring to the family. Ki yesh kama shtusim ushkorim shenidbak boi mitzad mishpachtoi. Because in many cases, there's all kinds of foolishness and nonsense that people grow up with as a result of family, the family values. In other words, besides the American value system, and besides what the person himself was born into in his own, there's that whole their definition of family structure and all the baggage that comes with, all the nonsense, shtuyot, remembering everyone's birthdays and anniversaries and gifts and this gifts and that gifts. And as a result, again, there's no time for Ruchnius anymore. And again, Yontif, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot is a small time, because you don't rent a hall and invite a band and spend 3 weeks planning for Shabbos or something like that. But when it's somebody's 25th anniversary or 10th, then it becomes a whole production. You got to buy special clothes for it and this, you know, and spend thousands of dollars. So, you know, this whole kind of thing which people build up, make big deals out of things that aren't such big deals. And this, because this is the religion, and again, in our family, and each one has their own shtick. This family has its shtick, and this family has its shtick. You know, they have their different ways of dealing with it. Shemachzikim atzmam lemiyuchosim gedoilim. Here, Rav Nosson Zal is referring to, number one, to something that was close to home for him, but again, it's close to home for all of us, where he says that there are certain families where they consider themselves, our family, in other words, they consider themselves miyuchosim, that they come from a high level heritage, and ukeilu kol hakovoy shayach lahem, and as a result, they deserve the front seats in the shul, or everybody on the block has to step aside for them when they walk, or if anybody chas shalom doesn't show up for their bris, or for their, you know, it's the end of the world, because, I mean, so what? He didn't come to your bris. He didn't come to his bris. What are you comparing him and me? Our family is one of the most respected families in the community. Every, you know, and all it is scarce and nonsense. Ukiyotzib was a shar shtusim ubilbulim, all kinds of shtusim and bilbulim that people are born into and grow up in, and put cement shoes on the person, blocking him from getting to the kedusha. And Hashem said to Avraham, Hashem instructed Avraham Avinu and told him, leave all of that. And lecho daika, for you, I'm telling you, for your benefit. Meaning, dahainu le'atzmecha, for your essence, shehu etzem nekudas emetz, which is that nekud of emes that's inside of you, shehu ko ha'odam, that's the entire man. For us, and if you'll be zecher to do that, if you'll be zecher to walk away from all three of these things, tovoy el horetz asher areko, you'll be zecher to get to the kedusha, you'll be zecher to get to the land that I'm going to show you, shehu eretz Yisrael, v'yeschol goy godol, and I'll make you into a great nation, ze shomrim elokei Avram, shehu shleimus hatfila v'emuna. We said before, that represents the fact that we say in Shemoneh Esrei elokei Avraham, which Avraham Avinu is the epitome, he's called Roish Lamaminim, he's the symbol of emuna. And v'nivruchu v'cho, all nations will be blessed through you, you'll have the ability to bless, and your blessing will come true, shehu b'chinas nisim, that's the ability to perform miracles. Ki l'chol ze tizke al yedei cho emes. Because to all of this, the person will be zechet to through emes. So now Rav Nosson Zal suddenly gave us a new definition of the term emes. Now, this is a word that's used in so many different ways by people in the world. And Rav Nosson Zal suddenly took man and identified within man what's the emes. What's the essence of man? You know, that within man there's a guf and an neshama, and one compared to the other is a bechina of sheker and emes. And how the person has to be very careful that because they're married to each other from birth, and because most people are coming from countries that have emes and sheker in them, where again, the sheker is 99% and the emes is much less. It's much smaller in ratio. And unfortunately, usually, the sheker comes first. Vayera vayvoika, the darkness comes before the light. And Rav Nosson Zal is clarifying this for us. He's identifying it for us. And he's telling us this is your mission in life. Person needs to know that this is the struggle and this is the mission. Number one, not to let yourself be fooled by yourself or by all the people that you're interacting with constantly, who are constantly trying to tell you or show you by their example as to what's important and what's for you. I mean this, I want this just for you, whether it be a job or a this, that. And the person to have his head screwed on right, like Avraham Avinu, to know what's really you and what's your ultimate good, and therefore to know how to customize your life, to know where to put the priorities. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'chol ze e efsher levaya v'chsav." All of this, it's impossible to explain it to you in writing, to write it down for you, customized for each person. Rak kol echod hachofetz be'emes yovim. But rather, each and every person, to the degree that they want the real truth, they'll understand. Ki kvar mavur bedvorav zal, because it's already been explained in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings. Shebineyodom heim moinim gedoilim yoiser mehayet sahara. The people that you know are much stronger, more powerful obstacles in your coming close to Hashem than the Yet Sahara is. Kimavur sichoisa vakdoshim bozeh, as found in Rabbeinu Zal's discussions on this, Ayin Shom, in Sichas Haran, that people have an incredible ability to sway a person's mind and to influence a person, especially a person who wants to find favor in the eyes of those people. They don't want to be looked at as a reject, as a religious fanatic, or a reject, an abnormal prayer. All of these terms that are going to be used if they're going to decide to make Hashem the most important thing in their life. Rav Nosson Zal says it's not bad enough that there are people who are actually irreligious or anti-religious, you know, mamish rishoim, and people who mock religion and everything, who as a result of their words serve as obstacles in people being religious. Afgam Yirei Hashem Yecholim Lefomim Lebalbel Esotam Batzosam She'enoi Toivo Lefano Lefidarkoi. There are times when you can have religious people that serve as obstacle, that mix a person up and mess a person up with advice that's not good for him based on what he needs at that time. And there's an infinite assortment to this. Al kein, therefore, hachofetz boemes, if a person really wants the truth, tzorech li zoher, has to be very careful, limshech atzmoi tomid le'etzem nekudas boemes sheloi, to always be drawing himself to the essence of the truth for him, not to fool himself. Somebody walks over to you and says, oh, you're such a person of your stature, shouldn't be going around with a suit like, you know what I'm saying? A cuckoo head. Who's he to? He's playing, he's trying to flatter me and this, that, and trying to convince me, and as a result of that, I'm going to go borrow money to buy a more expensive suit, because he said that when he, it's a lie and shkorim, or all kinds of things that people tell people. To understand what he really, what the real truth is of what he needs. Shezehu lech lecho, lecho daiko, dahainu la'atzmecho, le'etzem nekud asem sashayach lecho, ukemuva bahamaisa shelachochem batam. And as Rabbeinu Zal displays in the story of the Chochem Batam, she'omar hatam, where at one point the Tam's wife said to him, I don't understand. How come you're, because he was so happy. He was explaining to how fortunate he was that he was making these shoes and it cost him this much and he was selling it for 3 cents more. She said to him, but hold on, everybody else is selling it for this much. So And he looked at her like she was nuts. He said, what are you talking about? Zeh ma'ase shelo, v'zeh ma'ase sheli. That's what they're doing, and this is what I'm doing. Meaning, in one sentence, he told her that in many cases, just because 98% of the world is doing differently, who cares, man? That's going to influence what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a decision based on the fact that 98% of people are doing this, are chasing their tails, or are making the less important things more important. Or am I going to look at the thing with honesty, real honesty, and find the essence of truth and what I need, not what they need, or not what's going to make them happy, what's going to make me happy eternally. Rav Nosson also said that he discussed this once before in Hilchas Sfiras Omer, where it says over there that when a person counts the Omer, Hashem said, Usfartem lochem, count for you, count the days for you. Meaning, your days are not the same as his days. Each one of us is in a different place on the ladder, and each one of us has to count according to where he's up to. Each one of us has to try to move another level, not based on where somebody else is up to at the time, but where I'm at right now. I have to judge by where exactly am I at now. Is this going to be an improvement for me, or is this going to be a step back? And sometimes what's a step back for one person is a big improvement for another person. Alkein, be'emes. Tzrichim tefila v'sicho harbe. This requires a lot of tefila and a lot of talking to Hashem. Uledaber hadibur b'emesanal. And it's not good enough to talk to Hashem. You better make sure that when you're talking to Hashem, that you're not bluffing him. You're not blarming him with you. That you're really telling the truth about yourself and about what you want and about what Hashem wants from you. Ad sheyizke tomed limshech atzmo yelem eslamitoi. Till a person will be zeicha to get onto that track where it becomes normal and natural for him to be seeking the real truth, v'yizke l'kol hanal, and he'll be zeicha to all of those things we spoke about, tefillah and miracles and emuna and Eretz Yisrael, etc. Ois tes, Rav Nosson Zal writes, mikan v'adasoif hem rak roshei prokim. From this point on till the end is only going to be. Is not full detail, but it's things, it's like appendixes to what he said before, and it's like general notes, that kind of thing. This is why the Torah praises Yaakov Avinu and calls him Ishtam, Bechinas Emes. Tam is the letters Tuf Mem of the word Emes. Kamashikosuf Titain Emes Liyakov, as the Pasuk says in one place. That's what gave him the ability to stand up to the great darkness of Esav Arosha, who is called Yoidea Tzayid, who knows how to trap people, who knows how to trick people and trap people. Bechinas Kitzayid Befiv. As we learned earlier, that he was able to trap people with his mouth. He was able to sweet talk, you know, fool people, fool Yitzhak Avinu into thinking that he's a tzaddik, you know, etc. Shehu Iker Cheshchas HaSitrachra. That's the main darkness of the Sitrachra. When we talk about darkness of the Sitrachra, it's the falsehood. It's that talking to the person, trying to convince the person that his Yetzor is his best friend, when it's really the opposite. Kama Shekosu Shom Al Posuk Betzido Tosim. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in this chapter in Likutei Moran that we're dealing with, on the words Upetz Pesach HaTevo Betzido Tosim. Bechinas kitzayid bepiv. Rabbeinu Zal writes over there that the Yetzirah's main weapon as to how he traps people is with his mouth. You know, talking to them and convince coercion, that power of coercion. That's one major force that Yaakov Avinu stood up to Esav. V'chein keneged Lavan, and so too he was able to stand up to Lavan, shenemar boy, v'techalefes maskurti aseres moinim, that Lavan switched my salary 10 times on me. Shemizgaber b'shkoro v'armimiyuso v'kama chilufim v'shinuim lein mispor. This again is referring to the Yetzirah, the Sitrachra, who works against a person with all kinds of falsehoods and trickery and changes his story 10 different times. Because the main definition of darkness is falsehood, which darkens the eyes of people, which doesn't allow people to see, you know, what it really is all about. Because just as Rabbeinu Zal defined truth as light, he quoted the pasuk Hashem oircha va'amidcha. If truth is light, then darkness has to be sheker. V'alkein kosav atmurzal sheikra yitzoro hu sheker shehu hara hu hatuma. That's why Rabbeinu Zal writes in other places that the main yitzahara is falsehood. Alkein, therefore, ikra eitzo hu emes. The main eitzah is to combat the yitzahara with emes. Lirois ledaber dibur emes echshu. That no matter what kind of predicament a person is in, no matter what kind of yurida he's in, where he can't speak to Hashem, let's say, with ultra feeling from his heart, the least he should make sure to be doing is to be speaking with emes. V'ha emes yor lo hapsochem. And emes will shine a path for the person, will show him the exits as to how to get out of his personal darkness. Ad sheyuchal espalel, to the point where he'll be able to daven with true feeling, you know, and everything he wants to put into it. Shai deze mamzi parnasosoi v'zivugoi loy oylevonov v'hatluim boi. And once a person is zoche to daven properly, that's what gives him the ability to find his zivug and his parnosa, or to find zivugim for his children, or for those that are dependent on him. Because Rabbeinu Zal had shown in that chapter in Likutei Moran that the Gemara says that a person's zivug and parnosa are compared to the splitting of the Red Sea, Kikriyas Yamsuf. Just like and Kriyas Yamsuf, it was split into 12 lanes, just as tefillah is split into 12 lanes. Each shevet has its own path of tefillah. So that when it says that the zivug and parnosa are like splitting of the Red Sea, it means that they're dependent on tefillah. That's what it really means. V'chol zeh huinyin Yaakov. This is all the concept of Yaakov Avinu, shehoyeloi melchomois gedoyelois im Lavan v'Esav, who went through major battles with these two Rishoim, Lavan and Esav. Ki Yaakov etzem ho'emes, titen emes liyakov. Yaakov Avinu is the epitome of truth. The cheshchas ha-sheker, sheker v'ramos shalohen ve'esov, sivavu mikol tzad. And the darkness of the falsehood and trickery of Esav and Lavan surrounded him on all sides. V'yakov b'goydel amitas t'mimusoy omad k'negdom. Yaakov Avinu, through the great honest sincerity that he had, was able to stand up to them. At shehoitzi me'esav ha-bchoyra v'abrocha. To the point where he was successful in extracting from Esav the birthright and the blessing, shehu shefa haparnoso, which is the symbol of parnoso, bracha. When you talk about Hashem giving a person shefa bracha vatzlocha, that's another way of saying parnoso. Umi Lavan hoitzi kol zivugoi vashiras gadol v'yud bei shiftei kol. And from Lavan, he succeeded in extracting from him his zivug, his wives. In other words, Yaakov Avinu got his wives there, and children, and other things. Hakol al yidei goydel ho'emes, all through the spectacular emes that Yaakov Avinu had. Shaydei ze loy dai sheheimen ar yicholim lach shecholov chasushom. As a result of that emes, not only were they not able to put him into darkness, af gam ho'emes meyer loy at shemoitzi mehem kol atoiv shayukoyv kovash etzlami kvaram. But his honesty gives him the ability to find the good that's by them, that's found in Esau's possession and in Lavan's possession, and be able to extract it from them, take it away from them. All the sparks of Kiddusha, the bracha, the bechora, the four women, the wives, his, you know, Rachelea, Bilha Zilpa, all of those. The chol mashem is gabrim yoisav yoisav achshav olo chasashon, the more they try to make things dark for him, who moitze mehem atoiv shekovash behem yoisav yoisav, he continually succeeds in extracting from them more and more good. Through his constantly trying to add more and more honesty to himself. This is similar to the concept of the 200% that the ganav has to pay, as we learned earlier, once he gets caught. And we said that the ganav being caught is a concept of his galus ho'emes, right? Until he got caught, there was, well, you know, we didn't know the truth about who took that item. When a thief is caught, it's a revelation of truth. A revelation of truth results in double portion. That not only do you succeed in extracting from him what he took from you, but you can even take more and more from him. And if the thief does an even bigger thievery. Now, it doesn't just steal money, but he steals an actual animal, a sheep or an ox, and he goes ahead and slaughters it or sells it. Then he's got to give back a lot more than 200%. Shame dalad vehei. He's got to give back 400 to 500%, as the Torah says. Ki kol ma shehasheker mizgaber yoiser, because the more that the sheker strengthens itself, moitziyim imenu al yedei ha'emes yoiser ve'yoiser kanal. When the emes stands up to it, it's able to extract more and more from it. It's like a person, two people are having a fight. They're both pushing in opposite direction. They're pushing each other. This one is pushing, towards the east. The other one's pushing towards the west. And they're pushing. And they do it first a little bit, exerting a little pressure, then harder, real hard. And you get the other guy to put all his koyach into it. He's pushing with 600 pounds of pressure. And then the other guy moves out of the way, and the guy goes flying, express, in the direction that you wanted him to go. Here it's a similar thing. The more that the sheker is mezgaber, when the emes stands up to it, as the emes is standing up to it, it's able to extract from it more and more good that's found among the sheker.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Exactly. Ad shezocho Yaakov lohitzi mihem yud bei shiftei ko, to the point where Yaakov Avinu was able to extract from them the 12 shvotim, shehem yud beis nuschois hatfila, which is symbolic of the 12 paths of tefila, vehem keneged yud beis mazolois, corresponding to the 12 signs of the zodiac, yud beis chodoshim, the 12 months, yud beis gvulim shel Eretz Yisrael, the 12 boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, the way it's described in the Torah, Yud Beis Shois Hayom, Yud Beis Shois Halayla, the 12 hours of day and night, Shekulam Kiyumam V'Chiyusam Aydei Nekudas Ha'emes, where all of them, their life force is truth, Shehu Iker Kiyum Ho'ilam, which is the main thing that keeps the world alive, is Emes. Kamei Shekosov, as we find when Hashem first created the world, Bereshis Borolikim Es, Roshei Tevois Emes, that the first letters of Bereshis Bor Elokim spell the last letters, spell the word Emes, ki choysome shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, because that's the seal of Hashem. Utzrichim sheyoyer ho Emes b'kol chodesh v'chol yoyim v'yoyim v'chol shav v'shom yud bei shoyes hayoyim. A Jew has to see to it to cause this truth, this light of truth, to shine through all the every day and every hour of the day, of the 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. Because even though the truth is only one, we've mentioned this many times, that if I want to say about this table the truth, I can only call it a table. If I want to lie about it, I can call it a chair, I can call it a potato, I can call it... Falsehood is many, truth is only one. So Rav Nosson Zal says, even though truth is only one, avol mitzad shinui hamekablim yesh shinuyim rabim binyano emes. However, as a result of all the differences on our part, on the part of the people that are accepting the truth or receiving the truth takes on all kinds of different formats. What's the truth for A is not the truth for B. What's healthy for A is not necessarily healthy for B. Or what's right for A could be wrong for B. The truth of one person is not to be compared to the truth of another. And what's true at 9 a.m. is not necessarily true at 6 a.m. anymore. A person comes to the bank at 6 p.m. saying, I want my money. They say, you should have been here 9. What do you mean you should have been here 9 o'clock? This is the same bank, whether it's 9 a.m. or 6 p.m. What are you telling me? My money is here. No, it's not the same. What's true at 9 a.m. is not necessarily true. It's two different truths. Rav Nosson Zal is explaining now that the emes of one person is not the same as the emes of another person. And so too, the emes at a certain point in time is not necessarily the emes at a different time. Because person A, his job is that his kesher with emes should be Torah and Avoida. And another Jew's mission, his kesher to the emes is through tzedakah, to support the one that's learning Torah. And another Jew is involved in a different mitzvah. And all of them are emes. They're part of the Torah. And the emes that this person is supposed to be so connected to is different from the one of another person. וכן באדם אחד יש חילוקים רבים בין יוין לחברו ובין שו לחברתו. And so too, regarding an individual person, there are differences from day to day and from hour to hour. Shebisho zois mispalel, there's a certain time for davening. Ubisho zois loimei, there's another time for learning. Ubisho zois oisamasamatna, a different time for doing business. Ubisho zois oichel emedaber emreodom, a different time for eating or speaking to people. Ukiyotzeboze share shinuyim rabim lein mispor, there's an infinite number of changes that a person's going through in a day and in a week and in a year. But the most important thing is that every single hour and whatever he's involved in, whatever he's doing, he should see to it that what he's involved in should be with truth, 100% truth, based on where he's at, and based on the time, and based on the object that he's involved in. Again, there's a concept of emes in a person who's being asked to watch kids. A person has to watch kids for a certain period of time to do what he's doing. With emes there means not to be a shlemazalnik, but to be sure to be supervising and checking every few minutes. The definition of emes there has a certain connotation, a certain definition. And the MS when learning is to make sure to be looking in the safer and not fool yourself in thinking you understand it before you really understand it. And the MS in tefillah involves saying the words where you hear it, you know, etc., etc. The chol ze e f sher levayer. Rav Nosenthal says all of this, it's impossible for me to explain to you all the details of this. Achachofetz be'emes yovin bi'atzmoi. A person who wants the truth will understand exactly what I'm trying to get across here about this issue of seeing that whatever you of realizing what your emes is and what your emes is at a given time, and making sure to be doing whatever you're doing with emes. You're working for an employer, you do to see to it that you're putting your heart into it and doing it, you know, the fullest with the fullest meat of emes. The haklal, the general rule is she'ein sho ba'olam shelo yuchal lohoir latzmoi aydeu emes. There's no such thing as a time where a person can't shine the light of emes for himself, even if he finds himself in darkness. Ki emes Hashem li'olam. Because there's a pasuk that says that the truth of Hashem is permanent, it's constant. Hadricheni ba'amitecho v'lamdeni. Look at the words that David HaMelech said here. Hashem, please lead me with your truth and teach me, because you are my Hashem, you are my salvation. You, I yearn towards all day. I yearn to you all day. Rav Nosenthal says, Kol Hayoim Daiko. David HaMelech said that for a reason, all day. All day, all hours of the day, whether I'm sleeping or eating or learning or davening or working, I'm yearning to you that you should lead me with emes. Because I understand that there's an emes in sleeping. There's a way of going to sleep with sheker, without saying kriya shma lamita, or not being dressed properly at the time of going to sleep, and all kinds of different things. And there's a way of going to of attaching yourself to the emes when you're going to sleep. There's a way of eating with emes. Emes meaning with Torah, with all those things. That I can attach myself to the emes all day. Through every single different thing I'm going through, there's a kesher emes there. Ki bevada yesh emes bekol shoy sayoim sheyorli bekol shoy lotzeis me'achoy shechler gadol. Because there most certainly and definitely is an emes of every single hour of the day that can give me the ability to crawl out of the choshech that would want to be misgabra that hour of the day. You have people who say, well, I can't work at night, I'm a day person. This one says, no, I'm a night person. The person is making a mistake. You're misjudging Hashem. Hashem is constant. The light of Hashem, the Oyer Hoymas, is constant. If you're unplugged from it, then you can't work any time. And if you plug into it, then there's no time that you can't be, that you're not going to be serving Hashem. That emes Hashem lo'olam, the emes is constant, it's always available, you can plug in, you don't always plug into it the same way. One time it's in pajamas, and the next time it's in clothes. One time it's with tefillin on, and the next, and in the bathroom, the way you plug in temes is by not wearing tefillin. Each place to be makashi yourself to the emes in that item.